Chapter 21. Tempest Shadow paced around Twilight's cage with a pep in her step. It was the first time Twilight had seen her look anything resembling happy, which was very sad. "Aw, the Princess of Friendship," Tempest chuckled. Her hooves clanked noisily on the floor. "With no friends! And no way out." "Why are you doing this?" Twilight slumped down. "You're a pony, just like me!" Tempest spun around. She cantered over to Twilight's cage and leaned in close enough for Twilight to see her broken horn. It was jagged and scarred. It looked so painful. "I'm nothing like you," Tempest growled with disdain. "I'm more than you'll ever be."
"Why are you so hateful?" Twilight's eyes searched Tempest's. "I don't understand."
Maybe it was time Twilight Sparkle learned a little lesson and got some perspective on what it was like for some pony who hadn't had a perfect life like hers. She was just a little, pretty princess with every chance handed to her on a silver platter with cupcakes next to it. "I once hoped for friendship like you," Tempest took a deep breath. "But that was stupid and childish. Because when things got difficult for me, my so-called pony friends abandoned me." Twilight's eyes grew large.
"You had pony friends?"
"Of course I did," Tempest replied. "Fillies don't start out this way." She motioned to her broken horn and sneered. "But they certainly don't want to be around a unicorn with a deformed horn, even if they were playing in the forest with you when the Ursa Minor attacked too." A tiny spark emitted from Tempest's horn. She hung her head low. "My friends didn't care about me after that. I was too revolting, and I couldn't play their little unicorn games."
"I'm sorry you felt so alone," said Twilight tenderly.
She put her hoof up to the bars of her cage to reach out for Tempest, who shrank away. "I saw the truth. My friends abandoned me when times got tough. Looks like I'm not the only one." Tempest smiled and began to trot to the door. She turned around and added one last sting before exiting. "Face it, Princess. Friendship has failed you too." Alone in her cage, Twilight realized the actual truth. Friendship hadn't failed her. Twilight had failed friendship. She'd grown selfish and put her friends in danger instead of working together to solve the problem, as she'd vowed she'd always do. And there was nothing Twilight could do about it now. The fate of Equestria was in some pony else's hooves now. Hours later, Twilight was wheeled into the familiar castle throne room by fellow ponies with chains around their hooves. It was an awful feeling to enter her old home as a prisoner. But it was worse to see the other princesses frozen in stone and the Storm King sitting on the throne.
"Wow, it's a good thing they're stone, right? So you don't have to see their disappointment in your complete, utter failure," Tempest laughed.
Twilight whimpered at the nightmare.
"Tempest, don't do this! Give the Storm King
your magic?" Tempest's horn crackled. "Did you think you'd keep it all to yourself? Time to share." The evil unicorn smiled and looked out the window dreamily.
"I'd love for every pony out there to know what I can really do."
"Ooh, fascinating," the Storm King bellowed. "Tell me, Sparky, what can you do? Light a little candle with that sparkler of yours?" He cackled at his nasty comment as if it were the funniest thing ever uttered. Tempest shrank back in embarrassment. Twilight again felt a tiny bit bad for her.
The Storm King gestured his staff at Twilight. "Why is this one still moving?" Tempest gathered herself and remained professional. She and her friends put up a bit of a fight, but she's alone now. She won't be a problem. The Storm King lumbered across the room, looking around at the beautiful stained glass windows and tapestries.
"Yeah, so speaking of problems, this place, it seems a little too, oh, I don't know, cute. I don't like cute. I never did like cute. Doesn't really go with my whole big, bad, powerful magic guy thing, does it? Deliver the punchline, Tempest, because this has got to be a joke.
The beast slammed his staff to the floor. Instantly, it began to rattle and shake with power as streams of magical energy started to sap from each princess statue. Twilight gritted her teeth, trying to resist the magical pull of the object, but it was so strong. Her horns sputtered and glowed as the magic swirled around the floor and rose to dance around the Storm King. The staff glowed brightly. It was fully charged.
"Wow! Let's get this storm started!" he yelled with glee. "Oh, hey, that's good! I should trademark that."
He shot a jolt of energy at the wall, and it came crashing down. Debris flew across the room and into Twilight's cage. She ducked and squinted, feeling pain from the destruction of her beloved castle.
"Not bad. Actually, kind of first rate. What else does it do?" he asked Tempest, admiring his new toy.
Tempest followed him and approached him meekly. "Your Excellency, you promised to restore my horn and give it even greater power."
"You gotta be kidding me,"
he interrupted, waving the staff around with reckless abandon.
"I can move the sun? Ah, ha, ha! Whoa, and the moon!"
The Storm King moved both heavenly bodies around in the sky, creating a continual hyperfast dance of day and night.
"Day, night, night, day, night, day, night, day, night, sunrise, sunset, dee-dee-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba,"
the beast sang. Tempest looked annoyed and impatient, but Twilight realized all this dawdling could be useful. Maybe she still had time to come up with a plan. If only her friends were with her.